Welcome back. Lena here. Hope you're having a great morning already. We're in a study of the book of Colossians. This is Morning Minutes. And our series is called Focused. We're focused on Jesus. And these couple of days, we really are focused on him. Episode 7 today, Colossians 1, 18 through 20. I'm going to read the verses in a minute. I called today's teaching, Why Jesus Changes Everything. Yesterday was Why Jesus is So Awesome. Today, Why Jesus Changes Everything. And let's read the verses here. It says, and about Jesus, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And Jesus changes everything about everything. And so number one, because Jesus is the head of the church, he's always in control. Without Christ, the church has no head. And so you wonder about all of the confusion that takes place. I mean, so Paul is talking to this church that has been weighed down by confusing teaching. And he's bringing them back to focus, to the center of saying, look, guys, Jesus is the head of the body, the church. There's no room for confusion. He is in control. He is God. He's made this petition or this argument that here's why he's God. He said he's the image of the invisible God, the first one of all creation. He created everything. And not only that, but he's the head of the body, the church. And without him, you have no head. And of course, there's going to be confusion if you have no head. And so he is so essential. The supremacy and the preeminence of Christ are so essential to walking in the truth. He's the one who calls the shots. You can't make things up. And the believers that he was writing to were believing a lie that you can reach some higher levels of knowledge and become more spiritual if you had certain things that outside of what Christ, who Christ was. And Paul is just now making his way towards that and saying, look, Jesus is your head. If you don't have a head, you don't have a thing. And therefore, he's in control. There's no need for confusion. He calls the shots. If you think you're calling the shots, you're wrong. And by the way, if you're in a church right now, just a small thought, without Christ, the church is not a church. If you're in a church that doesn't have Jesus at the center of it, and maybe that feels confusing, put Jesus back in the center of your church, and you'll see that there's very little room for confusion. That doesn't mean that there's no circumstances that might be difficult, no trials that we won't be facing. On the contrary, Jesus himself promised there will be trials, but we won't have confusion in trial. We'll know that the trial itself, that the difficulty that we're facing, that the attack and the opposition that come our way are meant to draw us more to Jesus and to make us more Christ-like. And so Jesus changes everything. And so rest in that, because Jesus is the head of the church, he's always in control. Because Jesus is fully God, he's always able to help and empower us. And he's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. So again, Paul again reminds them, in Jesus is the fullness of God, not a part of God, not an eminence of God, but the fullness of God. And Christ has all the attributes of God in himself. Christ has all the power of God in him. Christ's fullness gives us confidence for all that we need. Think about it. If he's the center of us, if he's the head of us as a church, if the church, big C, we're all Christians, follow Jesus. It's an awesome thing to be a Christian. Now, Jesus is at the helm of that. He is God. All that is God is in Christ. And man, we don't have to stress. We can rest in his unconditional love, in his power over evil, in his ability to help us conquer sin. We know what we are because of him. And so through him to reconcile to himself all things, because Jesus shed his blood on the cross, he is able to reconcile us completely. Reconciliation is one of those Christian themes, to be made right, to be justified. How are we able to do that? It is not because of our works, Paul wrote in Romans, but it is because of Christ. And here in Colossians, again, a reminder that Jesus is God, that he's over everything, he's the head of the church, and he's the fullness of God, and then through him, he has reconciled us to himself. And so we can access God the Father because of the blood that Jesus shed on the cross for us. He took our sin, gave us his righteousness. We are made righteous in Christ. That is a doctrinal truth that is a basic doctrinal truth in the Christian faith. It's called the substitutionary atonement. I am 100% a firm believer of that Christ's blood on the cross, it was needed in order to give us peace. There's some people that argue that today, and I disagree with them. Everything in scripture points to the peace that we have and the reconciliation that we have and the ability to approach God the Father because of the blood of Christ shed on the cross for us. And so I love the blood of Christ that was shed on my behalf. Nothing but the blood, the old hymn says. And I believe that. And why? Because it was God's blood shed on our behalf in the form of Christ. And so we can stand perfectly, not because of who we are, but because of who he is and what he has done for us. So our relationship, so why Jesus changes everything, that what he did for us on the cross, giving us peace with God, changing us, giving us his righteousness, our relationship with God is transformed by the power of the cross. That is the power that allowed us to be transferred from the domain of darkness to the kingdom of his beloved son. Our relationship with one another, by the way, is also transformed by the power of the cross. We have peace, not just with God, but we have peace with men and women. And so that's awesome. Jesus changes everything. He is the head of the church. He can help and empower us because of the fullness of God in him. And he has reconciled us to himself. So you are, today you can walk in freedom. That is awesome. Isn't it an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ? I believe it is. I hope you do too. Hey, I'd love to hear from you. Lena at livingwithgod.org. Have an awesome day. Love you guys. I'll catch you again tomorrow.